Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, so excited to have all of those that are tuning in, hanging out with us here. We see you, those that are on the phone lines, how you doing? Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from iTunes, from my mobile app, we say hey, thank you for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So listen, today's show is awesome. We have a sister girlfriend spotlight. I have three dynamic ladies. So I want to introduce you to them, and then we're going to be chatting up with them throughout the show. So my first guest is actually hanging out in the virtual green room with me, Nikki Thompson. She is Richmond's own. Yes, 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 Richmond's own, hanging out here. Gospel artist. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. Most importantly, a worshiper. Newly released project. People have been waiting for the sound of worship, and it really is a collection of songs that captures Nikki's unique sound and gift. So we're going to be chatting up with her about that in our artist spotlight. But listen, we got more. We got more to come. In our second segment, we're going to be talking to Najira Lockley, and she is a teacher by day and a writer by night. She has a book that's coming out. It hasn't even hit the stands yet, so we're going to get a preview of it. It's called Born at Dawn. She is from New York City. But listen. Abandoning her hope. Her husband and her two young sons. Cynthia boards a bus from New York City to Richmond, Virginia. She begins a new life armed with $6,000 on a prepaid credit card, a sketchy plan for success, and a promise to return for her sons. That is until she meets Sio, a photojournalist with enough connections to take her where she wants to go and forget where she came from. Born at Dawn, Najira Lockley. So we're going to be chatting up with her. And then in our third segment, we're excited. We have another author that is joining us, Charisse Barconi Henry. She's a creative, loving writer, several other projects under her belt, but her new project, a short story novel called Broken Vessels. And she says, listen, every woman has a breaking point. But in Broken Vessels, she's going to talk about the grounds and the foundation of a pathway to forgiveness, because she says forgiveness releases the soul to love again, hope again, and believe again. So there you go. You don't want to move. Matter of fact, you want to get on Twitter, you want to get on Facebook, and tell them what you're listening to. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. So let's go ahead and jump right on in to our first segment. Again, Nikki Thompson is hanging out with me in the virtual studio. She's been singing since she was little, and we are excited. Debut project out, Sound of Worship, and she's here to talk to us about it. So, Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Charvette. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Listen, I have to tell you, your pictures, the pictures on your Facebook, on all of your marketing are phenomenal. Big shout out to whoever your photographer is. They knocked that out the park.
Shout out to my beat squad, Candace Fleming. Yes, absolutely. They did a phenomenal job that day. Talanda Williams Harris did my makeup that day.
Yeah.
I had a stylist, so they were on point for sure. Thank you.
Listen, you came to play. That's what Oprah said. You came to the game to play. And I'm telling you, you are here. New artists and aspiring artists, take note. Pictures are incredibly important. So we'll teach that another time. Nikki, we'll have to come back and we'll talk about that another show. But let's talk about your project, Sound of Worship. So tell us, how did you pull this all together? What was the catalyst that said, okay, you know, I'm singing, I'm a worshiper, I need to put a project out?
Wow. You know, it was really a faith journey. It started a long, long time ago. And, you know, just to be totally honest, I had to overcome a lot of fear. It took me a long time to really get to work on the project. So back in 2011, I went into the studio with all intent to actually finish the album. And again, you know, I faced some fears, and I stopped after I recorded my first single at that time, which I released, You Are the Light, back in 2011. And then last year, you know, I just kept hearing God say, you know what, finish what you started, finish what you started. And I did.
Yeah.
So in about 7 months, I went to work. I found, you know, producers from all over the country. And I just wrote and I just wrote and I just wrote. And Sound of Worship came together. It was a huge growth for me during that project. And
yeah.
God showed me a lot of things about myself. And, you know, each song ministered to me first. So I'm really, really excited about what's happening now and just looking forward to see what he does next.
Phenomenal. And, you know, I hear that often from, in particular, writers, whether they're songwriters or they're authors of books, that how they go back and listen to or look at what they have written, and it blesses them. And they're like, wow, I penned that, I wrote that, and it turns around
yeah.
and blesses them. So did you
yeah.
have, as a writer, a songwriter, I'm sure you had a plethora of songs to choose from. Did you find it difficult to figure out what to put on the project?
Well, you know what? I really wanted to start with a clean slate. You know, I've been writing for a long time, and I had journal entries and, you know, hooks written down and song titles written down, but I really wanted a clean slate because I knew that God was doing something new in me, and I didn't
yeah.
want to go back through old garbage, you know, to come up with something new. So I really just yielded to the process, and I just let him, you know, basically write through me. And, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but really that's what happened. I found songs that I was led to, and I wrote what he gave me, and, you know, that's Sound of Worship, and I'm really pleased with it. I really am.
Awesome, awesome. Big shout out to all those that are tuning in. On the phone lines, we see you. Hey there, those that are coming in from Twitter and from Facebook. We're chatting it up here with Nikki Thompson. You want to get her
hey.
Product. You want to get a hold of Sound of Worship. While they're listening, tell them how they can get a hold of it.
They can get it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, CD Baby. If you want an autograph copy, you can send me $15 through PayPal at NikkiTSings@gmail.com. I will sign it and get it out to the mail to you in the morning. But, yeah, you can pretty much get it anywhere that music is sold today online, and or you can just, you know, email me and I'll get you a copy.
Fabulous. And how can they follow you on Twitter and connect with you on Facebook?
That Girl Sings at Twitter and on Facebook, Nikki Thompson Music. Yeah, so definitely, please follow me. I actually have my album release party at Mount Gilead on May 23rd. It's a Friday night. Definitely
oh,
would
yeah.
love to see folks out there. It's in Richmond, Virginia, Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time of fellowship and just worship and just worship. So I'm just excited about it, and I hope folks come out.
Yes, and big shout out to Mount Gilead. We have several mm-hmm. listeners from there, so big shout out supporters of the show. And is it a free con? Is it free? Do they have to pay?
Absolutely, absolutely free.
All right, listeners, so there you have it. You don't have an excuse at all. So let's talk about some of the actual tracks, songs that are on the project. And we're excited because we're going to let listeners hear from you. But let's talk about some of the others. And I know it's hard. It's like your baby, so you can't really pick favorites. But any highlights that you want to talk to the listeners about?
Sure. I will talk about the album opener, which is Sound of Worship. And what God revealed to me in writing this song is that I think, unfortunately, Christians have really boxed in worship and made it a genre of music. And what He revealed to me in writing this song is that, you know, worship is an attitude. It's a lifestyle posture. It's not just a love ballad that you sing when you're in church. It's the way that you live your life. And, you know, when you think about John 4:23-24, and it says, you know, the Message translation says something like, when you worship him, you must do it out of your very being and your spirit and your true self in adoration for who he is. And, you know, when I thought about that, I said, you know what, I'm just going to give you everything. And that really translated into various types of songs, various stories from my past. Uh-huh. And so that's what Sound of Worship is. And that's why when you hear the album, you'll hear so many different types of music, so many different types of sounds, but he showed me that, you know, it's all worship if I'm doing it to give him glory.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because so many times people try to put artists in boxes. Like they want to force you. Are you urban? Are you hip-hop? Are you, you know, whatever? And so, yeah, and it's all just worship. It's all just worship. You know what I love? There is a review on Amazon.com that says, "The Bomb. This album is a true inspiration. It really ignites a fire that cannot and will not be contained. True, real worship is contagious." And, again, you can go to Amazon and read the full review. So isn't that awesome? What does that feel like to hear that type of review?
You know, it's very humbling. You know, I really just wanted to release what he gave me and to hear that it's touching so many people. You know, I've just been blown away. People have been tagging me and taking selfies with the CD and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, guys. But, you know, I really, like I said, I'm just really humbled that, you know, testimonies that I have and stories that I'm telling are ministering to so many people. And I'm happy that I finally yielded to this thing, and I'm happy that it's blessing people. So, you know, I'm thrilled.
Outstanding, outstanding. And where would you say, do you have a vision for where you want your music to go? Do you want to do this full time? Do you have, or you're just like, you know, I just want to bless the world with, you know, this project?
You know, I absolutely want to do it full time. You know, it's hard when you have a passion and, you know, you have to do it on a limited basis. So, you know, I am fortunate enough that I work from home, so I'm constantly surrounded by, you know, my dreams and my dream board. And, you know, it allows me a little bit of flexibility, you know, more flexibility than I had when I worked in an office for my full-time job. But, you know, I absolutely would love to do this full-time and just, you know, write and sing and record and travel and worship all day, every day, that would be great, yeah.
That's right. We put it in the atmosphere. We put it out in the atmosphere. It's hard to be ordinary. It's hard to live ordinary when you know you are extraordinary. It is hard. So I understand that completely. I understand that completely.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners one more time how they can connect with you online, all the connection points, and how they can pick up the project.
Yes, you can tweet me at ThatGirlSings. You can hit me up on Facebook, Nikki Thompson Music. I'm also on Reverb Nation, some samples there, as well as SoundCloud, Nikki Thompson Music. And if you want the album, you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, CD Baby. I also found it on Xbox Music. It's pretty much anywhere that you can download music, you can find me. And if you want an autograph copy, you can send me $15 via PayPal at NikkiTSings@gmail.com.
That's it. And you want to go ahead and get the autograph copy now so when she really, really blows up, you can sell it on eBay for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars and all of that. So jump on that. Tell them one more time also about your release, your CD release.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's about 2.5 weeks away. I feel like I've been, you know, working towards this my entire life, but it is Friday, May 23rd at Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. The doors will open around 5:36. Just, you know, follow me on Facebook for any updates with that. But the release starts promptly at 7 o'clock, 5:23, Friday again at Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries in Richmond.
There you have it. There you have it.
It's free. Free,
and
free,
it's
free.
Free. Free, free, free. Come, free, 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 and enjoy.
Yes.
And your sound is so crisp and clear. I mean, you've just got a awesome, awesome sound, awesome presentation of worship. And so we want to be there. And you want to jump on this, listeners. You don't want to be left in the dark. Don't want to say, wait a minute, she's from Richmond. You know, when you see her blow up and be all over in all these different places, you know, you can be proud and say, she's from Richmond. She's with us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And real quick, shout out to the Spot Recording Studio, because I did all my recording with the Spot Recording Studio, Kelly Jones, General Manager, and Matt T. Miller. The man is a beast in the booth, so definitely want to shout out to them for all their hard work and their help. And I did my covers, the three covers on the album. I did those with a few band members from Mount Gilead, Jerry Taylor, Sinclair Turner, and Leon Batts. They did the covers, and I wrote all of the other originals, but definitely shout out to those folks for their help and their support during this time.
Oh, yeah, we definitely want to shout out everyone that is a support, because you know what? We can't do it alone, right?
Right. Oh, no, for sure.
You need a team. You need a team.
Absolutely.
You need a team to pull all this together. Well, I think this is a great spot to let listeners hear from you. Set this song up. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Okay, well, this is actually one of the first songs that I wrote, and I actually started this song back in 2011. And I really was just in my quiet time, just honestly asking him, you know, what is it that you want me to do with this project? I was really calling out for answers. And here from you came. It came in my quiet time. So let him hear, Charvette.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, listeners. Hear from you from Nikki Thompson.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, Hear From You by Nikki Thompson. Oh, pick it up. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Nikki, I love it. I love it. I love your spirit. I love the project. And we just wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. Bless you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Listeners, guess what? We have a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. My next guest, she's hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's hanging in there. Nigeria Lockley, the author of the up-and-coming book, Born at Dawn. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back really quick. Like, don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, we're going to be, like, right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still,
I smile. Come on. Even though I'm thirsty, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Pamela Mann, and your MC Bone Hampton,
and just added Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have you tuning in. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Also connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And hey, pick up my free mobile app just under Charvette on any of your mobile devices. So listen, we're ready to roll right on into our second segment with Nigeria Lockley. She's hanging out. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Hello, Nigeria. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we are excited to have you all the way from New York. Stand up, New York, New York, stand up. So listen, we want to hear about Born at Dawn. I gave a little teaser earlier, but what really caught my attention when I was reviewing the synopsis of the book was that Cynthia, who was the main character, starts out in New York but ends up in Richmond, Virginia. So I have to ask, do you actually have any connections in Richmond, any relatives? How did you pick Richmond, Virginia for your book?
Well, I would say that I do have a connection to Richmond, Virginia. A very, very good friend of mine, one of my best friends from high school, she currently lives in Richmond, Virginia, and when we were in high school, she went away to college in Richmond, Virginia, and I didn't go away. I stayed in the city, but during breaks, she was always on a different schedule because she went to an historically black college, so
yeah.
Our schedules were different, so whenever I was on a break, I would go down to Richmond and hang out at her campus and stay in the dorm with her and everything. And so when Cynthia wound up at the bus station, the first bus leaving was to Richmond, Virginia. So she jumped on there.
Oh, and that's where the story takes off. All right. So, and I also mentioned that you are a teacher by day and a writer by night. So tell us a little bit about your teaching. What do you teach?
I teach English, and I work at a transfer school, and I guess I should explain that because I don't know if they have that everywhere, Because even some people in New York, when I say that, they don't know what that is. But a transfer school is a school for students who have had some difficulties, whether it's in their personal life, academic life, whatever the situation is, but they've fallen off track and they're overaged in high school, but they're undercredited, and we facilitate the process in getting them out on time or as close as possible to on time, depending how far time they are. So I have students from all different walks of life every day. I have students who are parents. I have students who have been to jail. I have students who are going through a lot of different things, students who are homeless, students who are in foster care or living in group homes. And then I have students who come from a perfectly fine nuclear family, and they just jumped ship and went crazy somewhere. So I see them in all different places in their life.
All right. Well, kudos to you for helping to get them over that hump and not forgetting about them. So kudos there. So let's talk about Born at Dawn. And this is, you know, not even on the stands yet. So we're getting the sneak peek, the inside scoop of Born at Dawn. So talk to us about the main character, 34-year-old Cynthia Barclay. Describe her personality to us.
Cynthia is very reserved and very chained when you first meet her. She is really bound in her personal life and her personal problems. And she really feels like there's something wrong, but she doesn't know the way to get out. So she sees the void, she sees the problems, but she doesn't see a real solution. And I think that's a situation that we've all, at some point in time, found ourselves in. This is really not right, what I'm going through. But I don't know how I'm going to get out of this thing. And that's where we find her at. She has no real hope when we first meet her.
And so, as I mentioned, she takes off. She leaves two children. And so someone would say, well, how could a mother do that? But we have to mention that her husband, Marvin Barclay, is an abusive husband. So talk a little bit about that.
Marvin is he's alcoholic, but not he hasn't admitted it or dealt with that fact. He's not the alcoholic who's going to AA. He's the alcoholic who believes he has it under control. He's the alcoholic who believes when he's drunk, he's really, really cool. So he doesn't see the damage he's doing to his family. He doesn't see what he's doing to Cynthia. He doesn't really see what he's doing to his sons. And she sees it and she feels it, and she's really grappling with a way to fix it. And it gets to a point where, in her mind, she blames herself for everything that's wrong. So she kind of thinks that if she's out of the equation, in some sense, she can either fix it or it's going to be fixed.
Ah, so that's where she boards a bus from New York City to Richmond, Virginia, to begin a new life. Then she meets an interesting fella. Tell us about who she meets when she gets to Richmond, Virginia.
When she gets to Richmond, Virginia, she meets Cheo Rivera, and I love Cheo. If I wasn't married, I'd marry Cheo. I love Cheo, and she meets him very accidentally. And it turns out that Cheo is very connected in the city. He works for the city paper, and he knows everybody who is anybody. So the moment that she discovers she needs some help and she really can't do what she thought she could do, she has this master plan, I'm going to fix everything, and I'm going to get it together, I'm going to get my boys, and I'm going to get my life right. And we all kind of have that plan, like, you know, we forget about God and how he can work and move. And we just think, if I dot the I's here, cross the T's, everything's going to fall into place. And when she sees things not quite working out, she asks Cheo for one favor. It goes really smoothly. And that one favor turns into a whole bunch of different favors.
Wow. And then, so she's in Richmond for about 6 years, and then her past starts to resurface. What do you do when you think you've pushed your past, swept it under a rug, or thrown it in a closet? Yeah. And certainly, I love that your website says fiction for the renewed mind. Fiction for the renewed mind. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's reading without repenting. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but I know that when I first came to Christ, I stayed away from entertainment for a little while. I, even as a person who loved books, I stayed away from books because it felt like everything that I was picking up and I was reading or looking at was contrary to everything I was learning that the God I'm supposed to be serving stands for. So
yeah.
I didn't want to consume those things. But then I didn't know what to do with myself really either. So I stopped writing. I've been writing for a long time. But I stopped writing because I didn't know how to write for God. Everything I've written was full of my worldly stuff. It was full of my pain. It was full of my problems. It was full of sorrow. And that's not what God was about. He was about getting rid of it. And Jesus was lifting my burden and lifting all the dark clouds. So it was kind of like, what am I supposed to do? And then one day I was walking on 125th Street, and on 125th Street, you can get anything, anything. If you need a toaster, you can get a toaster, and right next to the toaster, you can get a scarf, and you can get books. You can get educated. You can take care of your house and your whole wardrobe all at once on 125th Street. So I'm walking along that line, and we stopped at a book table, my husband and I. He said, check it out. Get a book if you want to get a book. So I started looking, and then I saw a book that said Boaz Brown. And I looked at it, and I said, oh, wow, this looks great. And it doesn't look like, because I had been fooled. There are a couple of wolves and sheep clothing Christian books out there. You know, you read the title, and it's like the bishop's house. And you think it's all right at the bishop's house. They start reading it, and you're like on your knees while you're reading the book. I opened Boaz Brown and started reading it, and I was blessed. There were characters who were struggling, but it wasn't crossing the borderline. There weren't obscenities in the book. There wasn't all of this sex in the book. There were people existing in a way that God wanted them to exist, even when they were struggling.
Yeah.
Even when the characters were struggling with their faith, it was realistic, but it didn't push me to the edge that I had to say, God, do you approve that I'm looking at? Hold on. Oh, no. I don't want to be in that place. And so after reading that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I prayed. And I said, God, you know, I write. Can I do this? Can I do this? And he said, yes. And that's when I began writing fiction for the renewed mind, for a mind that you want to be entertained, but you don't want to be in a film.
Right, right. I love it.
You want to read a book, and you don't want to sit on the train and hide the cover because there's a whole bunch of curses on there or there's a naked woman on there. You want to read a book and be able to tell people what the book is about, but you can't tell them that Pookie shot Ray Ray and he ran away, and well, everybody's going to be thinking, what is going on with this Christian girl?
Right. I love that.
That we can read as Christians and edify ourselves, but be entertained at the same time.
I love it, and that's what provoked you to get into Christian fiction. Love it, love it, love it. Born at Dawn. Again, listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up here in our author spotlight with Nigeria Lockley. Tell them how they can connect with you, your website, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, you can connect with me on NigeriaLockley.com. If you want to be friends with me on Facebook, author Nigeria Lockley, and you'll get all access to inside details and everything that's going on. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at New Nigeria.
All right, very, very simple, very easy. So when can listeners expect to get a hold of the book?
The book will be released on October 1st. It's available for pre-order right now on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Books A Million, and on theburningbushbookstore.com. And I really beg readers, if you are pre-ordering, if you're ordering once it comes out, please check out the Burning Bush Bookstore. It's a Christian bookstore. It's run by a husband and a wife. They are black, and there was recently a report that there are some odd 54 black-owned bookstores remaining in the country. So really, let's do all that we can to support the ministry, support our brothers and sisters, and support the word getting out there.
Well said, well said. And listeners can actually read a sample chapter of Born at Dawn on your main website.
Yes, they can. And they can also, when they're visiting the website, if they sign up for my newsletter, you can actually get a two-chapter preview on my newsletter. All subscribers to my newsletter get access to the two-chapter preview that's not on the website.
Oh, there you go. Get on the email list. Get on there. Get on there. Do you have any upcoming events that you want to shout out or let people know about?
Well, in October, 2 weeks after the book is released, I'll be at the National Black Book Festival out in Houston, Texas. So if you're going there, if you didn't plan on going there, go there so we can see each other. So that would be a really great event to attend.
And you also do speaking as well. So have you had an opportunity to do some speaking? And you can talk a little bit about the book or just speaking in general, public speaking?
Speaking in general, I minister every fifth Sunday at my church. And I haven't had opportunity to go out beyond the cover reveal. I did a cover reveal, and there's some footage. If you go to the website, you can check out some footage from the cover reveal. I read, I answered questions, and we had ourselves a really good time during the cover reveal party. And so I'm taking the ministry and taking it outdoors. I teach all the time at school. I don't know. I think sometimes I preach more than I teach.
Long as it's helping, and they pass their test.
They always want to know. They always want to know something about God. They always want to know something about Jesus. And I can't hold back. He has not held back anything from me. Even in my lowest estate, he was still sending grace and mercy so that I could continue and get to this point. So I just can't hold back anything.
All right. I love it. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, what continues to motivate me are two things. There's the Word of God that every time I read it, I just find another promise. I just find another special message that God has sent to me, and then I know that to see this Word be fulfilled. Even when you have your enemies there, they're there for a reason. And they're there to fulfill the scripture. God can't set a table in the presence of our enemies if we don't have any enemies.
Oh, you better preach right now.
So that motivates me. That keeps me going. Those moments when you don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to make it through, and you open that book the other day, I was just reading, and I got to Isaiah, and he said that you and your children will be a wonder. I want to see us be a wonder to the world. Okay, I'm going to keep going, God. You're talking to me. I see you. And then there are those moments when my children are motivated for me because I don't know how I can tell them, follow God, and he's going to give you everything that you need, and then he's going to give you everything that you want if I'm not doing it. I can't tell them live their dreams and live by faith, and I'm not doing it. So that was one thing that even when the road was very bumpy through this process, I looked at those girls and I see their faith growing in God. So how am I going to tell them, well, I didn't make it through because I gave up? Because that's the only thing I would be able to admit. God didn't give up. He didn't stop being good. He didn't stop doing what he does. I stopped. I can't tell them that. I've got to tell them you can go on. Hold on to God and you can go on. But kids they don't just listen to what you say. They want to see you do it.
Yes, they're watching.
So
show me what you tell me. Show me what you tell me. Yeah.
I hold on in those moments when it's just like, at one point when I was working on the book and I was preparing to pitch the book, somebody who I thought, you know, near and dear to my heart, I thought they were my friend, they want to be encouraging me, and I was not finished with my presentation, and it was almost time for me to go pitch, and they said, you know, you should just give up now. Give up now. You don't believe in me? Wait.
Wow.
Even if you don't believe in me, let me ask you a question. You don't believe in my God? I can't give up now. I'm going to show
can't
you
give
what
up.
Jesus is going to do. Watch and see.
Watch
I
and
said,
see.
Lord, anoint me a blessing in the presence of my enemy. And I left and pitched that book and came back home. and I had an offer. Everybody gave me their card when I pitched, even though I only went to pitch to one person. Everybody said, when your material is done, please send it to me. Please send it to me. And when I was done,
wow,
a week after I pressed end, the publisher I wanted contacted me and said, hey, check this out. Here's a few things I need you to change in the manuscript. I want to see the whole manuscript.
Look at
I
God.
I can't give up.
Can't give up.
Even
that is not an
making
option.
The way plain.
Yeah. Well, listen, listeners, you need to put your hands together right there for Nigeria Lockley. Again, keep her on your contact list. And thank you so much for stopping by, just being authentic and sharing from your heart. And we're excited about this new project that you have coming out and many, many more things that are going to be coming from you.
Yes, thank you so much, Trevor, for having me. I am so excited to be on your show, and it was such a blessing for you to invite me on the show. I really appreciate you opening your doors to me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. It's my honor completely. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? We have a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to our third segment. Next Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, Sharice Barconi Henry. She is a creative, loving writer. She has a short story novel out called Broken Vessels. Listen, every woman has a breaking point, but Broken Vessels deals with forgiveness, and she talks about how forgiveness releases the soul to love again, hope again, and believe again. We're going to be chatting up with her right after these quick commercial breaks. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again. Excited to have all those that are tuning in, that are listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, from a mobile app, from Charvette.com, from iTunes, from across the world wide web. We say hey there.
Thank you so much for checking out your girl, Charvette. Listen, you can join my email list also on charvette.com. That'll send you a quick reminder of when the live show is taking place. But also, if you miss any portion of the live show, you can go back to charvette.com and listen to any of the shows. So listen, we're moving right on into our third Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, and I'm excited to have Charisse Barconi Henry, who is joining us. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I'm bringing her up to the mic right now so we can chat up and talk about Broken Vessels, a new short story novel, and so we're excited to have Charisse on the show. Hello there. How you doing?
I'm great, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you and feature you in our author spotlight as well.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's definitely an honor to be with you today.
All right, no problem. So let's chat. Talk a little bit about your writing and your other books and other things that you have done in the past.
I started writing when I was like 12 years old. I wrote my first essay, you know, when I was at elementary school and won a contest. But the thing is, it's like I put the pen down and I didn't pick it up again until I was like 26 years old.
The first
book that I wrote was actually a poetry book of devotionals. And at the time that I was writing this poetry, I didn't know that I was bringing healing in my life. I was just writing out my feelings about things that was just going on. So it was about relationships, it was about God, it was about love, it was about different things. And that was the first book that I released in 1998, which was Peace in a World of Thunder. And so then I went on to have an opportunity to serve as the armor bearer and handmaiden to my first lady for 5 years in Saginaw, Michigan, Pastor Chantel Johnson. And during that time, it was a stripping. It was a time that God kind of hid me. I said it was a death walk. That's what it was, the stripping, everything that God was doing. And so after I completed that walk with her, I wrote a book called The Handmaiden. And the purpose of the book is to teach women how to serve in ministry without selfish gain. When you have the opportunity to be that close to a man and woman of God and God has assigned you there, it's not about you at that time. And so that's what the book is about serving without selfish gain and teaching women how to serve in leadership. And then Broken Vessels, which is my heart, my baby that's out now. I started writing that book in 1998. And so my daughter actually was 6 months old when I started writing that book. She's 17 today. And
oh, my
so
goodness.
I would write a little bit, and I would put it away, Charvette. I'd write a little bit, I'd put it away, and then, you know, God let me know when it was time for it to be released. And the reason that Broken Vessels was written is because so many women, so what we do is we have the capacity to mask a lot of pain in our lives, and we find ourselves stuck. And all we do is continue to pile on hurt after hurt after hurt, not actually dealing with it, not actually forgiving ourselves, not actually forgiving the person or people that hurt us. And then one day we hit this brick wall and realize that we've just been going on and on and on through life, you know, being the mother, being the wife, taking care of the kids, being the career woman, just saying, I'm fine, I'm all right, I'm good. And then all of a sudden you hit this brick wall and everything's come tumbling down. And so Broken Vessels scripture is actually Jeremiah 18:4. Potter says, I have this clay in my hand, and I say, you know, God has this woman in his hand, and she's marred. You know, she's bruised, she's chipped, she's been abused, she's been neglected. You know, things have happened in her life, and she's just stuck. But then God says, let me make you into another vessel. But the vessel that I'm going to make is the one that I see fit to make. And so it's not according to what we believe we should be. It's according to what God has in his mind of who we are to be. And so that's how Broken Vessels came to be.
And you know what? You just put, I think, a different spin on broken vessels because, or the word broken, because a lot of times when people hear broken, no matter what it's attached to, it's like, okay, if it's broken, I can't use it anymore, or it is not usable. But the way you are putting this is that he is breaking you so that he can reshape you to what he wants you to be. And I think definitely women, men as well, we're not leaving you out, but definitely women need to hear this message, because a lot of times things just in life break you, and so we need to hear this message. So do you talk about things such as relationships and different things that go on in life that cause this to happen?
Yes, I do. Each character in the book has a situation that she goes through where she has to forgive, and she has to see that in the end that God was with her all the time. The book deals with, I was listening to the young lady before I came on, and one thing that she was saying is we have to get to a point where we know we're saved, we know we love God, and we have to get to a point where we can write the way that God gives us to write, because there is a people that we have to reach, and some people are not going to understand all the language that goes on in the spirit realm. You got to talk to them on the level that they can understand. So broken vessels, even the cover, I didn't want polished women. I wanted ordinary women on the cover from all walks of life. I wanted to write the book where it wasn't just a Christian book. I wanted any woman to be able to pick the book up from the corporate to the street corner to be able to identify. So that the book deals with relationships, it deals with rape, it deals with molestation, it deals with homosexuality, it deals with the murder of children, it deals with neglect, it deals with adultery, it deals with things that women find themselves in, and then it's not until we get to the other side that we realize that God was with us all the time, and the proof of that is that you survived it. And we don't understand that while we're in it, that God is even with us in our pain. But when we're in that pain, Charvette, we don't understand. All we're doing is we're hurting.
Yeah.
We're hurting. We're just hurting. So these women in the book, they deal with situations where they've experienced hurt in their lives. They have an opportunity to stay stuck where they are. But then the book talks about the forgiveness that comes for themselves, and also the forgiveness that comes from God. And so the book gets deep. It gets intense about different things that women deal with, and it gives them an opportunity to see that you are not in this by yourself. There's some other woman somewhere in this world that's going through the same thing you're going through.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you just said a whole bunch right there. Y'all need to just go ahead and send her a PayPal offering right there, right there. But listen, so forgiveness, and I love what you said, two parts of the forgiveness, forgiving yourself and the forgiveness that comes from God. And sometimes it's we can forgive, we can accept and hold on to that forgiveness from God, and we recognize, we understand he has forgiven us, but there's still something down in the inside where you're like, I can't believe I let myself do that or go there or let this happen.
Absolutely.
And so are there tips that you can give, maybe one or two recommendations you could give for someone who may be struggling with just forgiving themselves?
Well, one thing that you just said is about the forgiveness of God. We as women, when we don't feel good about ourselves, we think that everybody else feels the same way about us. And one thing is for sure is we think that God is mad at us. We think that he can't forgive us because, like you said, we live in the regret. If I had not said that, if I had not went here, if I had not done this, if I had not gotten this relationship, I wouldn't be in the place I'm in now. So when we don't forgive ourselves, we put a wall of defense up, and we won't let anybody in. And we feel that people see us as we see ourselves. If I don't feel good about myself and I have bitterness and anger in my heart towards the world and what people have done to me, then I feel that anybody I meet feels that same way about me. They don't see my value. They don't see my worth. And so my recommendation first is you have to seek God. Healing is only going to come from God. Even when you've forgiven yourself, you have to see God, you have to see yourself the way God sees you. You have to see yourself as a child of the King. You have to see yourself as a daughter of the King. You have to see yourself as beautiful and valuable and wonderfully made. You have to see yourself how God sees you. And so when you do that, then you can say, okay, I can forgive myself. I can strip off these old, you know, dirty rags, and I can stop blaming myself for the things that I sometimes allowed myself to get into and some things that I was coaxed into. I have to forgive myself for that, and then I can embrace God's love first, and then I can embrace the love of others. And so, you know, in my own testimony, I experienced things in my life that caused me to put that wall up, that caused me to be that bitter, angry woman, that caused me to not love myself, not believe that God loved me. And it wasn't until, you know, those 5 years actually that I got to walk with Pastor Chantel that God was stripping things off my life. He was taking things out, and he was putting things in.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a transformation. And that's what Broken Vessels is about, Charvette. I want the women to see where you are. Acknowledge this is where I am in my life, because there is a woman that we become because of all the things that happen in our lives. But that's not the woman we were destined to be. These women are two different women.
Yes.
They're not the same.
Oh, my God. Do you watch?
It's transformation. They're not the same woman.
And you know who needs this book while you were talking? I don't know if you watch the OWN Network, and I don't know if you watch the reality show Sweetie Pies, where the lady that owns the restaurant, but the daughter who is with the son that owns the restaurant, somebody needs to get this book in her hand. Some kind of way she needs this book in her hand. So I don't know how we can do it, but somebody needs to get this book in her hand. Tell listeners your main website and how they can get a hold of it.
My main website is BrokenVesselsNetwork.com. If they want to follow me and the tours and the engagements that I have, of course, my PR person is LaTanya Boyd. And they can find all of the things that I'm doing right now on LaTanya, LATBoyd.com. I'm on Facebook. If you put Charisse Barconia in Facebook, everything that I'm doing on there would come up. I got different. I got my author page. I got my personal page. I have another focus group for women called Spoken Trestle. Anything you put my name in, all of it will come up. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter, @Charisse, just my first name. And so they can order the book on Amazon, on CreateSpace, or Barnes & Noble online. It's also on Kindle if they would like to download it.
All right. Great connection points. And, again, we have tweeted and tagged on Facebook. So if you're following me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, you can have an easy connection point. Also, twitter.com/Charvette, easy connection point there. Big shout-out to Latique Boyd. Big shout-out there.
Yes.
Love her. And so, again, you can check out.
Yes,
the Broken Vessels, the virtual book tour. See all the stops along the way on the tour at www.latboyd.com, latboyd.com. If you're on my email list, that link is already in the email, so that's an easy connection point. And so the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
My motivation comes from women that read the book, and they come and they tell me the stories as though I didn't write it.
Wow.
I think it's surreal. It's like, okay, and this happened, and this happened, and then this happened, and I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, and I'm going,
Yeah, I was there.
And that's so inspiring to me, because it's like their lives have been touched.
Yeah.
And God, and I, my motivation also is being able to go into different places that's not always a Christian environment. God is allowing me, and he's opening up doors for me to go anywhere, because the message is a universal message. It's not just a message for the church, even though I do, you know, speak and teach and things like that. He's given me the platform to be able to go anywhere and reach women with the message of broken vessels. And that's what the motivation and inspiration is. And just staying connected to God, hearing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, where I'm supposed to be going, just keeping that intimate relationship with him, because he loves us daughters.
Yes.
You know, I think, I don't want to take nothing from the men, but I think we have a special place in his heart. He, you know, he covers us and protects us and guides us and, you know, count them tears and all of that. So that's my motivation, just staying connected to God and reaching as many women as I possibly can with the message of broken vessels. And I say that it's not a mission, but it's a movement of emotional healing, and that's the purpose of broken vessels.
And you know what? Every man listening, every man connected should be buying the books out, because I trust me, and I guarantee if you're the woman or the lady that's in your life, if she gets free and she gets this emotional healing, it is going to make your life a whole lot better. Your
yes,
mother, your wife, your sister.
Again.
Yes. Your life
yes,
is going to be better. So you need
that
to get her broken vessels and just say, honey, just read this. I was listening to the internet. I don't, you know, just read it. Just read
yes.
it. Just read it.
That is so
just
true, because we as women, we like a computer. We can remember
yeah.
what you did 6 months ago, and we can be mad at you, and
mm-hmm.
you don't even know why. And you're like, what is wrong? And I'm just mad about something that you did 6 months ago that I didn't forget about, that you didn't apologize by, or you didn't apologize the way I thought you should. And so, yeah, the men would definitely be blessed. If the women. If
that's
the women,
right.
Because he wants that whole woman anyway.
Yeah.
Because one thing that I'm learning, my next book I want to write on relationships, because one thing that I've learned, and this is from my own experience, is that we as a people, as men and women, we build relationships backwards many times, because we find that person, we're attracted to that person, and then we become intimate. And when sex comes in first, you build a soul tie. And then you try to go back on the back end and build the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. Well, now that you have that sexual tie, you feel, you know, I'm in love, this the one, you know,
yep.
this my boo, we going forward. And then you get in that marriage and you realize, you know what, I don't even like you.
Don't even
and
like
so,
you.
Yeah, if we do it, I want to say God's way, if we do it from learning friendship, learn each other, learn to like, dislike, sit down, you know what you're getting into, know what's ahead of you, you know, measure the growth and stuff, because you don't want to get to 15, 20 years and look back and you have nothing to show for the relationship, nothing at all.
But a bunch of regrets.
Or a bunch of regrets, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that man, he wants that whole woman. If there's any brokenness, pieces in her, he wants her to be healed so that he can get the blessing and the benefit of her as a whole woman.
That's right.
So
oh,
absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. We are in agreement on that. So one more time, tell our listeners your main website, how they can get a hold of the book.
It is www.brokenvesselsnetwork.com. They also can order the book off of Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or Create Space. And on Amazon, you also have the Kindle download, and they can, you know, follow me on Twitter at Charisse, or any of my Facebook pages. If they just put my name in, Charisse Marconia, then the pages will come up, my author page, my personal page, and other pages that I have on Facebook.
All right, phenomenal. Well, I'm glad that we had a chance to chat it up with you and talk about broken vessels. And certainly we will keep in contact with you, your new projects and update, because we love to talk about relationships on this show. Our listeners love to hear about it. So we definitely will have to have you back for that. And so, again, thank you so much for stopping by the virtual studio.
Thank you so much, Charvette. It was a pleasure and an honor to be on your show. You be blessed, and I hope God continues to bless you and what you're doing.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, listeners. Woo, that's going to be a wrap for today. Today's show, outstanding. Again, all of our guests, you have their contact information. We've been tweeting, we've been Facebooking, so easy connection points. Go support their projects, support the work that they are doing, support the products that they have. It will bless your life, guaranteed. So guess what? Until next time, we're going to see y'all later. Adios.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.